Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James here with you, joined by your PD around these parts, Seth.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there, your week out there. We're going to make sure it's a good one. We got great stuff on the way for you, everybody. We're going to be hearing from Alan Jackson, Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks. Got plenty more on the way, along with some country music history. We'll take a stroll down memory lane with
very
that.
Nice. Very nice.
Got some country music news to kick things off, though, Seth.
Okay.
Before we get into our schedule a little bit later and tell everybody about the high school sports we're going to be covering, some of those cool things. Terry and I actually talked about this a little bit on Friday. Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll are teaming up with Jon Bon Jovi.
Okay.
And I don't even think I need to go any further than that. I feel like we encourage people to, you know, read more than headlines usually and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you really need more from me on that one? Do you,
not, I mean, not I, that, really.
That's pretty no. pretty amazing combination right there. Pretty fun. of course, Jon Bon Jovi's had a hit recently with Jennifer Nettles, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing that one and everything.
That's right.
So not too far-fetched.
Nope. No, not at all.
There is actually an acoustic. I want to say they did this during the Grammys or something back in the day. This is my one Bon Jovi moment. I tip my cowboy hat to them.
Oh, okay.
So as a kid of the 80s and early 90s, it just got burnt out of Bon Jovi.
It's nothing against, too much Bon Jovi.
It's nothing against them. And if you like their music, more power to you and everything. I'm just being honest with the audience. But they did an acoustic version of Wanted Dead or Alive that was really good and kind of folky. Kind of that, you know, and everything.
Get back to the roots,
So maybe that's not too of a stretch for these guys.
Okay.
According to the band, they reimagined each song from Forever. This is their legendary edition. It's going to be a re-release of that 2024 album. It'll feature new collaborations on nearly every track.
Wow.
So they're going to have different members of different parts of music. Lainey will join them for I Wrote You a Song and Jelly Roll for Living Proof. They also got the War and Treaty, really good band.
Yeah, they're nice.
Really good band.
They're fantastic.
Marcus King, Jason Isbell, all going to be on there.
Nice.
Also, Bruce Springsteen, Avril Lavigne, James Bay, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
Nice.
And Ryan Tedder from One Republic.
Wow. That's an interesting group of people. I've noticed this recently, that we've got some established stars. You know, everyone knows Bon Jovi pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That have been collaborating, you know, do these albums. And Dolly did it. Maybe she was the first one to kick it off. You know, she did a whole record of that. I just came across it because there's been, like, as far as I know, there's been zero promotion of this.
Yeah.
Adele just released a whole bunch of duets YouTube.
Oh, wow.
With a whole bunch of different people.
Hmm.
And it was very surprising. I was looking, you know, for some music, and I was looking for a Pink song, and all of a sudden this came up. Pink and Adele together. Very good song. I was like, wow. And then I was starting to look, and she's doing it with Miley Cyrus and all these other folks. It's like, wow, this is a thing now, I guess. Make a whole, not just one song, like make a whole record with a whole bunch of different people.
One thing that's been a thing, a part of music for a very long time, and I don't know that this is what this is, but it certainly makes me think about it. Oh, we got a 5-record deal with Columbia.
Hmm.
We got that last album. We want to get it done. We get to our next contract, maybe even a new company.
Right.
So we put out a greatest hits album.
Sure.
That's what so many of our favorite artists have done, even when we were in high school and
that's
everything.
Right.
But that greatest hits album doesn't hit like it used to. For one, people aren't buying albums. And if they want to put a greatest hits, they'll put it together on Spotify for themselves or something like that.
Right.
So if you've got to fill out your record deal and you don't have new material, maybe, what are you going to do? You know, you reimagine your music. Remastering it doesn't count.
Right.
So reimagining it, bringing in friends, like new other artists, some of that. It gets a little bit more out of that song.
Right.
And it gets a little bit more out of the album. And maybe it cleans out your contract with, you know, this record company.
I mean, artists have been collaborating since there's been artists. They've been doing that for a long time. Now they're just recording it and releasing it. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, you know, they would, you know, we hear stories, you know, about like Eric Clapton jamming with the Beatles or some of the Beatles. Beatles or something like that, you know. But they wouldn't release it. They're just having fun, right?
Yeah.
But now, it's kind of a marketing thing, you know. It's like, hey, I teamed up with so-and-so.
This is one of those times, one of those few times, I think, where the fans win on this stuff.
I think so.
There's going to be people that are going to enjoy these songs, and some people that may even not like the original, maybe they like this. Who knows?
You never know.
Doesn't seem like a bad move. Jelly Roll did a very good move. Very smart move by Jelly Roll recently. Jelly Roll shook hands with the Pope.
Hey,
that's
not bad.
Always, take that opportunity if you get it. Get a little of that on you.
Yeah.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
He shared the awesome photo at Instagram and captioned it, "From rock bottom to holy ground, from where two or three are gathered in my name, where there I am, I along with them."
Mm-hmm.
That's
scripture, by the way. Very good.
Yes. And I apologize for reading it so horribly. Jelly shaking hands with the Pope is a long way from where he started. He has been very open about his past struggles with drugs, violence, and his time in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he still puts a lot of his energy into mentioning at-risk youth, trying to help them avoid the same mistakes as he made.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly and Post Malone had a show last night in Lisbon, Portugal, on their big old stadium tour. It's pretty cool that Jelly found some time on tour to sneak over to the Vatican and meet Pope Leo. I don't know, man. It's cool that he did this, but yeah, he's going to make the time for it.
Of course he is. It's not only a pope, it's the American pope. I mean, come on.
He's lost, and this is a complete side note and everything, but he's lost a good portion of weight.
He has.
But he doesn't look bad. He doesn't look like some people do when they lose a joint, you know, immediately lose it. You can tell he's doing it the natural way, gradually, a lot of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes a long way. I don't know. He looks good, and this is a great shot.
It is.
A great shot.
My goodness.
Do you think the Pope is trying to read his face tattoos? It looks a little bit like, because I have no doubt the Pope's American, so he knows who he is.
I'm guessing he does. Yeah, at least ancillarily.
Yeah. Either way, cool moment
That's really neat.
Cool moment and a cool song right here for you, everybody. And kick off our second hour of the Sunrise Show with some Jelly Roll, Heart of Stone, on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Why do I want a donut now?
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. In these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. Her bags to try her hand, says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, yes she comes. Seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man can make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. Here down there, it's changed, you see. They're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. It sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age. Ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just
just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years. Here we go. Watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Mine's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she made me break out.
Oh, the best that, the best that I can.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
I went to work with her that summer. A teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell-bent to make it on her own. We were a thousand miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see, both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, a coffee and a smile in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. To chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. Summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. And when I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer. Sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Wonder raging in her lover's eye.
Garth Brooks and That Summer on 105.5 WYRI Sunrise Show. James and Seth hanging out with you. Going to get into our schedule a little bit later, but for now, we take our stroll back in time with our day in country music. On this day in 1903, born in Maynardville, Tennessee, Roy Acuff. Who became synonymous with the Grand Ole Opry following his 1938 debut. In 62, he became the first living inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Acuff is often credited with moving the genre from its early string band and hoedown format to the star-singing-based format that helped make it internationally successful.
Wow. It's interesting they do not mention a single thing about the fact that Rose Acuff, the publishing company that he helped create, was the dominant publishing company in Nashville for decades. And I'm not sure why they didn't mention that. That was what he was mostly known for, actually, was that.
It's certainly, again, one of these individuals. We can't tell the country music story of country music without him.
Very important.
Also, Dottie West, another one of those people.
Yes.
On this day in 1973, she released Country Sunshine, the song with both a Coca-Cola ad jingle and a single that was co-written by West, along with Billy Davis and Diane Whittles.
Wow.
One of the first crossover hits.
Wow. Interesting.
And is with that hit, also every advertiser in the world from then until the end of time realized, oh, I could take a hit song and make it up.
I could do a thing. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do that. And on this day in 2003, Miranda Lambert signed with Epic Records. She gained fame as a finalist for the 03 season of Nashville Star, where she finished in third place. Made her debut with the release Me and Charlie Talkin', the first single from her 2005 debut album, Kerosene.
It's been 20 years.
Man.
Oh, my wow.
It's been a great 20 years.
It doesn't seem like she's been around that long.
No, no, it doesn't.
That's wild.
No, she's still kicking out hits and still doing great work.
She sure is.
Out there touring right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Miss Lambert with me and Charlie talking. Now, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
Catch it in a man. can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like Metro Life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI's Playmakers.
Do you believe in miracles?
Hit us in the numbers by calling up and join the conversation with your sports takes and feelings.
What the hell's going on out here?
We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local and state sports coverage that you won't hear anywhere else.
The Assumption Royals are going to win the state championship.
All thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Playmakers, we speak sports.
Get up, get out of here, and go!
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I've been watching my way. I've been trying to do right. Been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some ground mixed in my coat. Kinda wanna hole up in some corner booth somewhere. Tonight I kinda don't.
7 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, no problem.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Strum a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat.
my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle of every little farm town with you. Baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle of every little farm town with you.
Well, everybody, we hope you have a fantastic morning.
Yes.
Here's some George Strait for you. A 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
See you tomorrow.
When I ought to stop, then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry.
Tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, WAMINK.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
Friends of Rapids Music presents Music Fest 2025 at Robinson Park on September 20th. Enjoy a full day of live local music, a fun-filled kid zone, and plenty of food and drinks. Don't miss crowd favorites like the Beer and Pretzel Polka Band, the Monday Night Takeout Band, a soulful folk and blues band, and the electrifying Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos. Robinson Park will come alive with the sounds of the city, so turn up the volume and dance along. Join the celebration from 12 till 9 p.m. September 20th. Free and fun for the whole family.
The Local and Lovin' It mini magazine is out in the community. Pick up your books at participating businesses and all seven nonprofits. Get your book for just $20. They make great gifts, and you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, humor, and save over $4,200 in the area. You'll find great local savings on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and save 20% in most local boutiques. In need of service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, water testing, windows, travel, and even mobile mobility equipment. You can save $1,000 on a used car at Easy Rides and receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Enjoy huge savings at the Hotel Mead in Wisconsin Rapids on food, rooms, and event halls, and save at Three Bears Resort in Warren. Play the contests and win big. Get your Local and Loving It books today at Junkyard Bar and Grill, R&R Patio Bar, Rome Country Meats, Riders Roadhouse and Grill in Kellner, Savory Steakhouse in Kellner, and the Tamarack Bar and Grill.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Members of the legislature are considering their own security. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers, as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Always got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Let it be. your eyes. Get off of work and we meet down at our spot. We had a patio with a view of a parking lot. It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2 at Christmas lights in the middle of June. All hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. My floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. Yeah, you got my t-shirt, girl. Oh yeah. You walking up the stairs with the neighbors saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on? It's slipping into my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high. Still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV lane. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress. My floor. Oh no, baby, no, I can't.